It is Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Last night wrapped up night one of the Democratic National Convention, featuring Republican John Kasich, Republican Meg Whitman, and surprise, a few actual Democrats. Bernie Sanders was there, too. Meanwhile, new details in the strange story of Alex Morse's congressional campaign show that the Massachusetts Democratic Party conspired with and urged college Democrats to delete communication records that allegedly outlined their campaign to smear Morse with sexual impropriety. And lastly, Donald Trump finalizes a plan to open up an Arctic nature sanctuary to oil and gas drilling.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The DNC kicked off Monday night, and no boy, well, we're one night down at least. For some reason, the Democrats front-loaded their convention with a line of Republican speakers, including abortion and unions opponent John Kasich, Quibi CEO and former Republican Representative Meg Whitman, and more. Eventually, some actual Democrats did speak, but there wasn't much in the way of political platform. Instead, images of black people hugging cops, followed by testimonials from the families of George Floyd and Eric Garner. Andrew Cuomo went on and pretended his mistakes didn't kill thousands of Americans in New York State. The DNC did give runner-up Bernie Sanders a chance to speak, and he wasted no time, giving the first substantive discussion of Biden's platform. It was a little sad to hear him champion Biden's health plan, which is very much not Medicare for all. But you can tell the guy is just trying to do his part in beating Trump. He sucked it up in 2016, and he did it again last night. Michelle Obama, the night's headliner, closed out the evening with an impassioned speech about Biden's merits and the value of empathy, which was pretty effective in striking a contrast between what the Trump campaign and RNC will undoubtedly offer. But will the vague, emotional tone get the Democrats across the finish line? We've probably got two more days of it at least, so I guess we'll find out. A new report by The Intercept shows some shocking new details in the strange smear campaign against Alex Morse, a progressive candidate for Congress in Massachusetts' Democratic primary. The Intercept reports that the executive director of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, Veronica Martinez, told student leaders at UMass Amherst to delete communications records between them and the state party. The offending messages could implicate that the party organized the strange purity scandal around Morse. The initial scandal was always strange to begin with. Morse, who is in his early 30s and openly gay, was accused of sleeping with students at UMass, where he was an adjunct professor several years ago. None of the students made accusations that the sex was anything but consensual. Several days later, The Intercept reported that members of the Massachusetts College Democrats Association had a long-running scheme to smear Morse with rumors of sexual impropriety. Now, the new reporting shows that the Massachusetts State Party may have been in on it, too. Context here is that Morse is an open progressive who's running to take down Representative Richard Neal, the chair of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. The state's primary is on September 1, but even throughout the strange scandal, the Morse campaign's internal polls show them within 5 points of Neal. After the victories of Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush against longtime Democratic incumbents, it's pretty clear that some party insiders are willing to stoop to some pretty low lows to make sure some centrists keep their seat.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The Trump administration finalized the plan to turn over the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas developers, overturning decades of protection for the country's largest remaining stretch of wilderness. Advocates quickly denounced the move, obviously because it's a gift to environmentally destructive companies that can't wait to savage the land. Steve Blackledge, Senior Conservation Program Director for Environmental America, said, quote, "The door is being flung wide open for oil and gas drilling to impose irreversible harm to one of America's iconic spaces. Claims that this thoroughly invasive industrial work can be done in an environmentally responsible way are either naive or even worse, cynically deceptive," end quote. And that pretty much sums it up. According to Common Dreams, Blackledge said Trump's Interior Department's plans for the region were, quote, wrongheaded and tragic. Opponents are sure to challenge the move in court, but if Trump gets a second term, we can imagine far more.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
According to the Mississippi Free Press, 71 of the state's 82 counties are now reporting coronavirus outbreaks in schools, with more than 2,500 students and teachers in quarantine. For many schools, it's only the second day of classes. California's Death Valley hit 130 degrees Fahrenheit on Sunday, which, if confirmed, would be the region's hottest temperature since 1913. Climate activists warn that unless we make some changes soon, that record will get broken a whole lot sooner this time. Common Dreams reports that according to new research, just 12 billionaires have now amassed a combined wealth of $1 trillion. Some of the top of that list, like Jeff Bezos, have seen their net worth skyrocket by dozens of billions of dollars in the midst of the pandemic. And finally, Postmaster General LaJoy has agreed to testify before the House on August 24th. This as Democrats pressure the Senate to come back and get a deal to save the post office on the table. Will it work? Well, let's not go there quite yet.
Quicker. Quickie.
Don't forget, join us later today on The Majority Report. Eric Alterman will be joining us to talk about his latest book, live at noon or later as a podcast.